Hello, I'm Tom Watts with the BBC News. President Trump has said he plans to send federal law enforcement personnel to more US cities to tackle ongoing demonstrations that have spun out of the recent Black Lives Matter protests. Federal officers have already been active in Portland, Oregon, in recent weeks. Barbara Plettusher is in Washington.
What they have been doing is using tear gas liberally. They have been also firing off various types of non-lethal rounds, is what they're called, but one of them was deployed in a wrong way and struck someone in the face last weekend and causing quite a head injury. They have been using unidentified cars, operating without any insignia on their uniforms, and whisking people away without any explanation, according to a number of cases. So their tactics are being criticized, and that's why they're being challenged in court.
Senior Democrats in the United States have asked the FBI to brief Congress over what they say is a campaign by foreign powers to spread disinformation ahead of November's presidential election. Our North America correspondent Peter Bowes reports.
In a letter to the FBI, the Democratic leaders cited serious and specific threats to the coming presidential and congressional elections. They said it involved a campaign to launder and amplify disinformation. Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer said it was imperative that the FBI provided a classified briefing to all members of Congress by the end of July. In a statement, Mr. Trump's rival for the presidency, Joe Biden, said he wouldn't hesitate to impose substantial and lasting costs on any foreign power if it chose to interfere in American democracy.
The Brazilian health ministry says the death toll from coronavirus has now risen above 80,000, with over 20,000 new confirmed cases. Brazil is the second most affected in the world after the United States. Earlier, the country's Minister of Education became the fourth member of government to contract the virus. State-run shops in Cuba have begun selling food and basic goods in US dollars for the first time since the 1990s, when the country plunged into recession after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Long queues formed at the new dollar shops and in banks, where Cubans can obtain bank cards needed to buy in dollars. Our correspondent Will Grant reports from Havana.
Since the island went into total lockdown in March over the COVID-19 pandemic, Cuba's tourism industry has been brought to a standstill. Without the free-spending tourists and their much-needed dollars, the economy is in serious difficulty. The lack of basic goods is compounded by the Trump administration's harsh economic sanctions on the island. Washington has significantly ramped up the pressure on Cuba under President Trump as he seeks to undo his predecessor's détente with the communist-run nation.
World News from the BBC.